Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shumas Daf Kuf in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Echadasar. I'm in the middle of Alocha Beis. We start in the second line from the top of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, "Blosu mitame mishum mashke." So referring to the juices that come out of fruits, Blosu holds that it has a din of water, and the same water causes hechsher for tumah. So the juices cause hechsher for tumah. Says the Gemara, Tani Rav Noson, Noemi Rav Noson, in the Braisa argues in our Mishnah. And he says, Lo Shira Blozo Mitam Mishum Mashke. He doesn't hold that juices have a din of water and they cause Echsher Tumah. Amma Nechleko, what are they arguing? Al Shenofal Lesoichoy Mashke. We're talking that water fell into a juice. The majority is juice, and there's some water, just regular water there. Shira Blozo Mitam Mishum Mashke, because you have water there. You go based on the majority, because the majority is juice, and juice is not machshir. So therefore, it's not considered to be a liquid which is machshir l'tuma. Says Gemara, "Daita de'amnoson." According to Amnoson's understanding, Remeir ve'abelezer v'yakoy ve'abelezer shloishtem omru dover echot. These three tanoim hold the same thing. Remeir d'omer, Remeir said, "Ein mipeiros mevatlim loylum." The mipeiros, the juice, does not cause bitul to the water. And that's exactly as we're saying over here, that when you have water in the juice, it's considered to be the water's here, and it's not bottle, it's not canceled, the majority. If you have the tzir, which is the fish juice, which is tar, and into the tzir comes in water, it's tummy. It's considered to be tummy, even though the water is a minority. It's not bottle. And neblos over here, in our Mishnah, according to Rav Noson's understanding. Says the Gemara, Taimo de Abelezer, according to our Tana, according to our Mishnah, that says as a statement that the juice does cause Echsher Tumah. What is the reasoning? It says, V'chol Mashke, it says in the Pasuk, when the Pasuk refers to Echsher Tumah, it says, V'chol Oich L'Sheyoch, L'Sheyov Olav Mayim Yitmo. If water goes on in it, makes it tummy. The whole mashke sheishte b'chol kli yitvos is a whole mashke as well. So the whole mashke comes to add also juice. My time in the rabbanon. Why rabbanon argue? Because it says sheishte. The next words is a sheishte, something which is meant to be a drink, juice. And the time in the Gemara, on time in the Mishnah, juice was not meant to be a drink. It's just part of the fruit. Says the Gemara, my blazer Rabbi Shmuel. My blazer goes like the shita of Rabbi Shmuel. In the brace of Yud Gimel Midoy Shatrin Yidrashis Behemet. What did he tell us? Tabi Shmuel Dori Shmuel said, and the gears that we're going to use, as Rav Chaim brings, is Prat Uchlal Akol Bechlal. When I have a Prat, I have a detail. It says in the Pasuk of water. Then there is a Klal, it says Kol Mashke. It's a rule that adds all the drinks. So you go based on the Klal, based on the rule, and you add all the drinks. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar goes like Rabbi Shmuel, that he says, even though it says war in the beginning, it says afterwards, chol mash, because it's adding all the drinks. Says the Gemara, that Kufa went based, but 1 second, veruba mid Rabbi Shmuel. The Chura Elazar is even more than Rabbi Shmuel. Why? Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, when you have a prat and a klal, so then you add everything. But if you have a prat to klal prat, detail, rule in detail, then you go back to only adding things like the prat. Now here it says Maim, then it says Chol Mashke, but then it says Sheyishte. And as you said before, Sheyishte is going to say something which is meant to be a drink, meaning. So the Pasuk goes back, it says Prat, Kulalu Prat. You go back to the detail to say water. And according to Rabbi Elazar, it's still adding all the Mashke. So it comes out that Rabbi Elazar is more than Rabbi Shmuel. So that's what I want to say. If Rabbi Shmuel is more than Rabbi Shmuel, do Omar, he's saying Afilu Prat, Kulalu Prat, Hakol Bichlal. Says the word no. Rab Pirigoyri the Kisid Omar, Rab Lozor Rabbi Shmuel. Lozor is like Rabbi Shmuel, not like, and he's going fully like Rabbi Shmuel. Hi, so what is he going to do with the word the Sheyishte? He's learning from Sheyishte, different drasha. Elakach Meishu Rab Lozor Chachomim. This is where Rab Lozor is going to answer to Chachomim. What do you do with the words of Sheyishte? Kimoidi is the same with you. What do you dash from the words Asher Yochel that you eat? What do you dash from here? Prad Loichel Sarua to tell me that you have spoiled food. So that food doesn't get Echsher Tumah. Ken Nisli, that's the same drasha I have, a Sheyishte, Prada Mashka Saruch. The only liquid, the only water who can be Machshir, a food to become a Tumah, it's not spoiled water. If it's Saruch, if it stinks, that cannot be used to be Machshir Kabel Tumah. So the word Sheyishte is not part of the Prat to Kolal Prat. A Prat to Kolal to add everything. And the word sheish is coming to exclude mashka saruach, bad water. Amru lo, so they told him, lo yidoyim oichli mashka, don't compare food to drink. Lo yomata bo oichli shiken oichli saruach mi karatar. Oichli saruach, food, it begins before food is mashka kabal tumo. It doesn't get tumo. And food that started from the beginning being saruach, it never got hechsha kabal tumo to begin with. So it never started, it didn't have a beginning. So even if it was good food and then became suruch later, you'll say it won't get hechsha kabal tumo going forward. But by liquid, we find that we do have mashke saruach, we have bad water, which is metame. Reb Chaim says the example is ma'aynois hazav. Any liquid that comes out of a zav, it's not a liquid which is edible, which someone can drink, but it causes tumo. So we do find that water could be mashka saruach and still causes tumo. Masha'inkin, a food, we didn't find such a thing. When food starts, it's not a kashal kabal tumo, and if it started as saruach, so we never get to the stage of getting heksher. That's why by food, you dash a sheyeh ochel to exclude ma'achel saruach. But by mashka, you're not going to dash a sheyeh to exclude mashka saruach, and that's why Rabbanon answered to Ablozo that I need a sheish there for the proper call of prat. Dover Acher, another answer. Food which is meant for an Adam, you don't have to have a machshava to designate him to be food. They will get tumo even if you didn't think about it. If I have food which is meant to be food for Adam, and then someone put water on it, it could be kosher kabal tumo, regardless if you had a thought to designate the food or not to designate the food. Term v'mashkish k'mashkim miyuchodim la'odom tzichim machshava. But for the liquid to cause tumo, a person has to have das. He needs to want the water to be machshir the food l'kabal tumo. If he doesn't have machshava, it's not machshir l'kabal tumo. So food is more susceptible to tumo because without machshava, it's already food. Mashke, you have to have machshava. And that's what the Gemara tried to tell me. That's the reason that Asheyoichal Yochel is coming to exclude Machel Saruach. But Asheyish is not coming to exclude Mashke Saruach. So that's the Gemara, the obvious question. And the Kufal of Amud Aleph, Peshit Tzrichi Machshava Yeh Mashke Saruach Mikor Atame? That's the reason the Mashke Saruach should be told more than Machel Saruach? Huil Vim Tzrichi Machshava Yeh Mashke Saruach Mikor Atar? So that's the reason to say the opposite. Buy food which is more susceptible to get Tumo. So then Machel Saruach maybe Tame. But mashke, that's much harder for it to get tumo because you have to have machshava. So then mashke suruch should not get tumo. So says the word no. Dovah acher amru, they told him something else. Leilu amarte bo yichlim sheken oichli behemu lodom einam bayim emachshava. When you have food which is meant for an animal, that a person cannot make it into machal odom and for it to be mekabel tumo. Because oichel behemu, food of an animal, does not mekabel tumo. So if you have food which is meant for an animal, a person said, no, I want to use it for an odom, Botlo daito tzakolodom, his dad is bottled by others, and he cannot make it, he can't upgrade it to be a maicholodom. Taimu b'mashkim, but we talk about water, shekin mashke b'eimu lo'odom ba'im b'machshovo. But water, let's say make shom, says Reb Chaim as an example, which is meant for an animal, a person can come and say, I want to use it for odom. So food which is meant for b'eimu, you can upgrade it to be maicholodom. But mashke water, which is meant for b'eimu, you could upgrade it to make it maicholodom. So that's the reason you see that mashke has more of a reason to get tumo. That's why machal saruach say chachomim asher yochel except machal saruach. But mashke, which is easier for to get tumo, even a mashke of a beima gets tumo. So then we don't say that asher yishte is coming to exclude mashke saruach. So what is asher yishte coming for? Asher yishte is coming for the prat to call a prat to tell me only water is mashke kabal tumo and not juice. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos Daf Kuf.